जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी मुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी यमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर वन चारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jayam Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Prajagacharya Astavishat Shimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Prajagacharya Astavishat Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Hare Krishna. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 7, entitled The Activities of King Bharata, verses 12 and 13. So these verses are in prose, so we'll not be reciting. I'll just go through and then start with translation. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.7.12. Tahetam avirata purusha paricharyaya bhagavati pravraddhamana nuraga bhara druta hridaya shaithalya praharsha vegenatmani udbhidyamana roma pulaka kulaka औत्कंठ्य प्रवृत्त प्रणया बाष्प निरुद्ध वलोक नयन एवं निज रामानुरूण चरणारविंदानु ध्यान परिचित भक्ति योगेन परिप्लुत परमहलाद गंभीर हृदय हृदयावगाध दिशनस्ताम अपि क्रियमानं भगवत स्पर्याम न सस्मार. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: The most exalted devotee, Maharaj Bharat, in this way engaged constantly in devotional service of the Lord, naturally his love for Vasudeva Krishna increased more and more and melted his heart. Consequently, he gradually lost all attachment for regulative duties. The hairs of his body stood on end and all his ecstatic bodily symptoms were manifest. Tears flowed from his eyes, so much so that he could not see anything. Thus he constantly meditated on the reddish lotus feet of the Lord. At that time his heart, which was like a lake, was filled with the water of ecstatic love. When his mind was immersed in that lake, he even forgot the regulative principle to the Lord, regulative service to the Lord. Purport: When one is actually advanced in ecstatic love for Krishna, 8 transcendental blissful symptoms are manifest in the body. Those are the symptoms of perfection arising from loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since Maharaj Bharat was constantly engaged in devotional service, all the symptoms of ecstatic love were manifest in his body. Text 13. Ittham drita bhagavat vrita ena yagyena vasananu savana bhishekardra kapisha kutila jata kalapena cha virochamana surya chara bhagavantam hiranyamayam purusham ujahane surya mandale abhyupatish Than etad u hovacha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Maharaj Bharat appeared very beautiful. He had a wealth of curly hair on his head, which was wet from bathing 3 times daily. He dressed in a deer skin. He worshipped Lord Narayana, whose body was composed of golden effulgence एंड हु रिसाइडेड विद इन द सन. महाराज भरत वर्शिप लॉर्ड नारायणम बाय चैंटिंग द हिम्स गिवन इन द ऋग्वेद एंड ही रिसाइटेड द फॉलोइंग वर्ड्स एज द सन रोज. पर्पट द प्रिडोमिनेटिंग डीटी विद इन द सन इज हिरणमय लॉर्ड नारायण. ही इज वर्शिप्ड बाय द गायत्री मंत्र. ही इज ऑल्सो वर्शिप्ड बाय अदर हिम्स मेन्शन इन द ऋग्वेद. फॉर इंस्टेंस देय सदा सवितीर मंडल मध्यवर्ती. Within the sun, Lord Narayan is situated and he has a golden hue. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha. श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितां तांश्च जीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुस्तुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की जय. श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की जय. हरे कृष्ण. आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम डिवोटीज दिस मॉर्निंग फॉर श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास. वुड सीक फॉर देयर ब्लेसिंग्स सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग substantial for my own purification. So here this is the episode of Bharat Maharaj going on. As very nicely summarized in last few classes, so many speakers summarized about his pastimes. So this particular chapter is coming towards conclusion, that is activities of King Bharata is explained. So King Bharata is the son, eldest son of Rishabhdev, who is incarnation of the Lord himself, who appeared on prayers of Maharaj Nabhi and setting his own example through performing Varnashram Dharma very nicely and then taking to the renunciation order and then taking to Bhakti very nicely. He set an example and later he gave all his kingdom for ruling to Bharat Maharaj. So just this chapter, it has 14 verses only, the activities of King Bharata. In 14 verses, the chapter explains what Bharat Maharaj did while ruling the world. So, it is explained that it is not that just he was made the king and he was independently ruling, but he was ruling very nicely under the direction of the Brahmanas, his ministers, following rules and regulations given in the Shastras. He took care of his citizens just like a father takes care of his children. And as is the way we see in Shastras, Vedas, the king is supposed to perform many yajñas. The yajñas are a expression of gratitude by the ruler who is representing the Lord. The ruler is not an independent entity. He is representing the Lord. And on his behalf, he is taking care of the citizens like his children. Just like we hear of so many others, you know, like Lord Ram also, he exhibited exemplary behavior. And here we see previous to this, so many other kings who were Raj Rishis exhibited the same behavior. So he also performed many yajñas. Yajñas is an expression of gratitude for the king to keep his kingdom in a opulent, healthy state. So which currently in current day, you know, people cannot connect how performing such, you know, some yajna, ahuti or sacrifice, or they just have no connection. But we see still current day also there are so many examples. And I think 2 days back, one devotee, Rasik Raman Prabhu, gave a very nice class on yajna, different kinds of yajnas. Normally when we talk of yajna, it's just not like offering ahuti in the fire, but it's a whole series of different grade. You know, he went very nicely that how ultimately chanting, you know, is science, exhibition of our gratitude to the Lord for engaging us in this material world in his service, and of course in the spiritual world as well. So he very nicely explained the importance of sacrifices, and that's how in this introduction of this chapter we read that how Bharat Maharaj performed very nice sacrifices, different sacrifices for the well-being of his citizens, and it's not just like for personal motive. And next verse explains that also, although there are many such sacrifices mentioned, and many kings have come and gone and performed them just for namesake, as a ritual, as a gratitude for different devatas, because devatas are the representatives of the Lord representing his different departments. So, but here we see Bharat Maharaj, and also previously other Raj Rishis, Prithu Maharaj also. Their mood was seeing the devatas as limbs of the Lord. And second canto explains in the universal form of the Lord that how the universal form of the Lord is whole material existence, and how different planetary systems, how different varnas, how different ashramas, how different devatas form different limbs of the Lord. So everything is very dynamic and active. Nothing is dormant or static. So in that understanding, Bharat Maharaj very nicely had that mood of offering sacrifices. And he personally took care that he performed devotional service. And that is how he used to meditate and remember the Lord. And there is one of the interesting verses we see. Destiny fixed the time of Maharaj Bharat's enjoyment of material opulence at 1,000 times 10,000 years. That is 10 raised to 7, yeah, something, so many years he was ruling. When that period was finished, he retired from family life and divided the wealth he had received from his forefather among his sons. He left his paternal home, the reservoir of opulence, and started for Pulha Ashram. And yesterday we saw that how then there performing different austerities, he was doing his sadhana bhakti, offering tulsi and jal of the Gandaki river there to Shaligrams worship, which was a very important aspect of devotional service in Vedic and current time also. And gradually, due to his sadhana bhakti, austerities, his heart was becoming uncontaminated. He had no material desires. He felt full satisfaction and was situated in devotional service. And then comes current day, today's verse, where his sadhana bhakti was really progressing, and now he was feeling emotions for the Lord. That's beginning of the Bhava Bhakti. So this is one of the very important verses, and it's talking about the elevated stage of Bharat Maharaj's sadhana bhakti, his elevated stage of his sadhana bhakti. Now there is whole science of bhakti and its stages and development and obstructions, which is given in our shastras, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, you know, normally here we are seeing his very elevated mood, that only by understanding the greatness we can understand the sweetness of Krishna. So that's very important, to understand the greatness of the Lord, to go to another level, that is to begin to understand his sweetness. So one may be in awe and reverence, understanding the Lord's greatness. But a step ahead is when he starts feeling closer to the Lord as an intimate person. And that's where he starts relishing the sweetness of the Lord. So he mentions that understanding the greatness is important to understand the sweetness of Krishna. Otherwise, we can become sahajiyas. Sahajiyas are people or those in poor fund of knowledge. They just think Krishna to be another jiva, conditioned being like them. So he mentions this through his verse, Siddhanta Sunya Nakara Alas. So that verse explains that one should know the Siddhanta, the cardinal principles of devotional service and constitutional position of the Lord and his devotees. So Siddhanta is very important. And to explain this, you know, we hear the pastime of a Narada Muni once visiting one person, you know, like he is making shoes. So he asked Narada Muni that, okay, where are you going? He told that, I am going to the spiritual world. So he told, ask the Lord, when will I come to the spiritual world? He told, okay. Another, next he went, another elevated Brahmana, he also asked the same question. So he told, okay. So Lord, when he met Lord Narada Muni, then he gave a question that ask, tell them that when you met me, I was passing a elephant through the eye of a needle. So then you maybe telling whatever, no, because to my understanding, the other poor person, he will come shortly, and the erudite Brahmana will take time. So same thing, when he went to the Brahmana, he didn't believe what Lord was doing at that time, and this person, the other poor person, he was really amazed and he was very happy. So Narada Muni wanted to know about his reason for his faith, what he was telling, he was believing him. So he mentioned that just he was sitting under a banyan tree. This huge banyan tree can be put in a small seed form by the Lord. Why can't the Lord put an elephant through the hole of a needle? So that explains the logic. No, this poor person was clear about the greatness of the Lord, and he was having reason and logic for that. So that way our understanding about the greatness of the Lord should be clear. But due to poor fund of knowledge, you know, people reject Krishna's existence as Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we must understand that how Krishna killed so many demons. Just as a toddler, he was killing the demons. He lifted Govardhan, he brought back to life his cowherd friends. You know, at different times they used to die. You know, when there were incidents, you know, Kalia's incident, Agasur incident, so many other incidents. He used to get them back to life. He got back to life his teacher's son. So Sandipani Muni's son, he got as a Guru Dakshina. He got back to life his six younger brothers on request of mother Devaki, you know, who were killed mercilessly when they were small by Kamsa. He killed single-handedly 23 Akshoni Senas of Jarasandh, that too 17 times. So 23 Akshoni Sena is just not one time. Every time Jarasandh used to bring 17 times this number of soldiers, 23 Akshoni. Whereas in Mahabharata war, where all combined together, you know, Kauravas were 11 Akshonis and Pandavas were 7 Akshonis. That is total 17 Akshonis. In that, he didn't do anything. He just was in a background as a small as a chariot driver of Arjuna. So that we need to understand Lord's behavior, intentions, and through pastimes. Similarly, you know, we see Lord Ram and Mother Sita. In a very young age, they lifted Shivachap, you know, in a very young age, which was effortlessly done. It actually, it is mentioned that seeing her this, you know, effortless picking of the Shivachap, so that is when Janak Maharaj was advised that whoever is married to her should be able to do the same. And that's how for Swayambhara of Mother Sita, that was the condition, that whoever is able to pick that Dhanush, he should be the rightful person to marry her. And we see how Mother Sita had also done, Ram also had done, but Ravana couldn't move this. So by this we understand their greatness, the tattva, no? And Parshuram was shocked when Lord Ram broke this, and that's when he was disturbed and he came back. Other incidents, he single-handedly, Lord Ram killed 14,000 Rakshasa Sena of Ram in very of Ravana in a very short time. Whereas, and he also sent Jatayu back to Godhead after his death, performing his final rites. But in general, he expressed his dependence on Hanumanji, Sugriva, and his other associates, his brothers, for his assistance and ruling. So, we need to understand these aspects of greatness and sweetness of the Lord, his intentions, that we get to hear from Acharyas. So, here also, you know, like in future, the next chapter will explain that how, due to misplaced compassion, Bharat Maharaj gets distracted. So, one of the reasons is explained that, you know, he was also compassionate, he was wanting to give mercy to the helpless deer calf, small deer baby. The same incident we see of Ranti Dev also. Ranti Dev is also compassionate, he is also wanting to help. And we see in that pastime he is helping so many people, and actually they are testing him. So many people comes, and he is really on verge of death after fasting so many days. But it's explained that Ranti Dev considered himself as an instrument in the hand of the Lord. That it is the Lord who is doing all through him. So, let Lord's energy, his will, flow through me. Whereas, what mistake here we'll see in Bharat Maharaj, what he does is, he's at point, although renounced everything, he start thinking about himself as a doer, no? It's by me. So he was not, no, Acharya has explained that considering himself an instrument. That's where the problem comes. And as the further chapters will be explaining, the Bhagavad Gita 8.6 cardinal principle verse, Yam Yam Vapi Smaran Bhavam. So that is whatever one remembers at the time of death, or whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that states he will attain without fail. So that principle acted, and he was on his deathbed remembering the deer. He was in lamentation. And that's how in next birth he becomes a deer. So this is actually through his associates, devotees, Lord is setting in us, setting example for us. So, as also it is said that everything has a momentum. What all we practice in life comes forcefully at the time of life in mind. So we may want exceptions, discretion for our engagement, but its exceptions are there, but it's by mercy of the Lord. But the normal cardinal principle is that there is a continuum, there is a momentum. So whatever we are doing, you know, it comes forcefully, you know, at the time of the death. So as when Prabhupada mentions in many books that life is a preparation and death is an examination. So that's what actually it indicates. So and here we see, you know, on Bharat Maharaj was on path of self-realization. So self-realization means knowing our and Lord's constitutional position, and that must lead to humility, because we realize our fallibility and vulnerability due to lower modes. So our approach to the devotional path or path of dharma should be now, like through self-realization, is leads to these many this humility. See, humility and gratitude, that should be, as you know, Shikshashtakam says, Trinadabhi Sunichena Tarorabhi Sahishna Manina Manadena Kirtaniya Hari. So that's very important. And as Bhaktivinoda Thakur also mentions that one takes to the path of dharma, or what current day people called religion, out of four reasons. There are four reasons one takes to spiritual life or order. First is out of fear. Due to fear, one takes out. Now you will be punished, you are accountable, everything very well and said. And we see Manu Samhita talking about it. We see so many Shastras talking about it. Second is reward. We want, four Purusharthas, the Shastra says, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. So by performing dharma, we want good sense gratification. That is, second mode is reward. Third is duty is the motive. Out of our obligation, accountability again, performing sacrifices in other aspects we see for whatever we are receiving, for ourselves, for other beings, taking responsibility completely. That's duty. And fourth, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions, is out of love we should take to the path of dharma or religion. And this love is developed by being grateful and being humble always. That's what we have. Now this principle of love, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj explains, is very important, because especially in human life, all living beings have their limitations, and they may or may not, but they have their limited rational understanding, and therefore their limited expression of love and feelings for others. But human being is given the maximum freedom, and that's love. He can repose it anywhere he likes. But he is therefore, to say, implicated by karma also. That is the reason he is implicated by karma. This higher level of freedom given to of rational understanding and expression of love to the human being is also connected with free will. We call free will. So free will and love go in hand very together. If we don't have free will, we are forced something, then we cannot say it's love. So it's manipulated. So as a human being, we need to love because free will is there. So that's the reason, although we may be talking about karma, being responsible for our action, but we have to take responsibility for our actions and try to work on those directions. So that's as far as love as is important mentioned here. Now, in the translation of this verse, it is also mentioned that due to advancement in devotional service, Bharat Maharaj lost gradually all attachment for regulative service, regulative devotional service. So this sounds similar to his later stage when he was distracted by deer, but actually it's not that stage. Later, he started neglecting and ignoring, and that's where his sadhana got distracted and his devotional progression got obstructed. But the disinterest or loss of attachment for regulative service to the Lord mentioned here is actually a stage of Raghunuga. This stage we also hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Madhavendra Puri, where he is praying that different aspects of sadhana bhakti which he was doing, like Sandhya Vandan and others, please forgive me. Oh, these devtas, please forgive me. I can no more perform my regular duties unto you because I am fully absorbed in serving the Lord. So this is another stage. So this is what he had reached. This same expression we see in different pastimes also. Now we see in pastimes of Uddhava and Vidura. In third canto, it comes when Vidura meets Uddhava after a long time, and Uddhava had just come after the departure of Yadus from the material world, and he was just absorbed. And when there was a discussion between them, so he was in tears actually, out of his love and gratitude he had. That's what I'm just trying to bring out, that how Bharat Maharaj was having those feelings of ecstatic love and tears. We see Narada in his previous life when he was looking for the Lord, very, to say deeply, running towards the north. And finally, when he comes to one place, taking rest, he meditates on the Lord, he gets these feelings, and he sees the Paramatma within. So there also it's mentioned that he has tears in his eyes. That's Narada's previous life. We see in case of Dhruva Maharaj, when he sees Lord Vishnu, his eyes were in tears. We see in Prahlad Maharaj, of course, when before Narasimha Dev appeared, before that also when he was playing with his friends and others, he was absorbed in with Lord, because he had already that knowledge transfer done by Narada Muni. So, in this regard, this today's verse also, in third canto, when Brahmaji explains gives the description of the spiritual world to the devtas. Now, Vaikuntha is explained by Lord Brahma to the devtas. The episode is of the four Kumaras cursing Jay and Vijay, that comes, and in that time the Jay Vijay fall, and there's whole darkness in the material world, and devtas see darkness everywhere, but they are not able to fathom the reason for it, and they approach Brahmaji. So when they go to Brahmaji, Brahmaji starts giving them the reason. And then in the description, he explains the beauty of spiritual world also there. So, and there he also explains those verses, the importance of human birth. It's such a great opportunity to get into that place, that is Vaikuntha. So the verse he tells, दैट इज 3:15:25 यच्छाव्रजन्ति अनिमिषां ऋषभानुवृत्त्या दूरे यमा हि उपरि न स्पृहणीय शीलः भरतुर्मिथा सुयशस कथनानुराग वैक्लव्य बाष्पकलया पुलकी कृतांग. सो ही इज टेलिंग दैट एलिवेटेड स्टेज नो वन हु इज मेडिटेटिंग ऑन द लॉर्ड स्पेशली द इम्पोर्टेंस ऑफ ह्यूमन फॉर्म अंडरस्टैंडिंग हिज ऑपुलेंस. So persons whose bodily features change in ecstasy, you know, remembering the Lord, who breathe heavily and perspire due to hearing the glories of the Lord are promoted to the kingdom of the God, even though they do not care for meditation and other austerities. The kingdom God of the God is above material universes and it is desired by Brahma and other demigods, devatas, everyone. So, here, so the importance of expression of bhava, importance of developing an expression for the Lord in relationship is very important. So he is mentioning that anyone who breathes heavily, perspires due to hearing the glories of the Lord, is promoted to the kingdom of the God, irrespective of he is meditating or performing austerities or not performing austerities. So also when it comes to going to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, Goloka, then aspect this in this purport, Prabhupada mentions about development of good qualities. So he mentions in this purport of this verse, Prahlad Maharaj's prayer to Narasimha Dev, no? Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarver gunestatra samasita sureya harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena sati dhavato bahi. All the demigods and their exalted qualities such as religion, knowledge and renunciation become manifest in the body of the one who has developed unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service, engaged in material activities, has no good qualities. Even if he is adept in the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculation and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man? So, importance of having devotional service, devotional mood towards the Lord is emphasized here, and automatically other qualities follow. Now here he, Prabhupada in the Parapat is also, and Shukadeva Goswami is denouncing the mystics also, and few chapters behind, no, Rishabdev's episode came where it is said that the Asht Siddhis, no, eight mystic powers personified, approached him to be accepted, but he rejected them, and the reason is given that he didn't wanted to keep faith on his mind. So his mind is a very important topic in our Shastras, and they always say that it shouldn't be relied upon. So same thing here also, no, even if one is, one must have a devotional attitude. So to develop those divine qualities due to which we are getting qualified to get admitted into the spiritual world. So now, why? Because now we are conditioned right now, our constitutional position as Shastra says, Bhagavad Gita 15.7 says, Mamevamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manashastani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. The living entities in the conditional world are my eternal fragmental parts. This is our constitutional position. But currently, due to conditional life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses which include the mind. So this is our present position, conditional position, that originally we are connected to Lord, but currently we are entangled. and struggling with our senses, which include the mind. So Prabhupada explains that what is the solution for that. So he mentions, now again Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, Shravanam Krit Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam. This 9 devotional limbs one should practice and then purify his conditioned stage and gradually elevate himself in devotional practice and thereby become purified. And then he can understand his eternal relationship with the Lord. So, if one is practicing these 9 limbs which are given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, our Shastras, Chaitanya Charitamrita, then we can get purified. Now, that is a whole the schedule set by Prabhupada, no, from morning Mangalarti to Guru Puja, Tulsi Arti, Narasimha Arti, Guru Puja, chanting, then different devotional service aspects which we are doing. So all these are connected to these 9 angas, and of course they are elaborated in 64 angas, and within that 5 angas are repeated again and again. So by developing these practices, we go from conditioned stage to purified stage, and then we develop 26 qualities of a Vaishnava. This Chaitanya Charitamrita talks, and these are very nice to hear, but we should aspire for them, because currently in anartha stage it's not easy to have these qualities. So it's explained that then one who is getting purified, he gradually develops these qualities. So he becomes kind to everyone. That is our first principle, Jiva Daya. He does not make anyone his enemy. So this is very interesting. Now, like I heard Giriraj Maharaj, he talks about never make enemies, and it makes a point because he himself, is in his book, I'll build up you a temple. He was in a very confronting position. There were like people who were confronting him, agitating him. There were so many challenges. So in that situation, I heard like he mentions a devotee should not make enemies, and that is one of the qualities. Here it's mentioned by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. So I couldn't ask him directly, but I asked Bhakti Brahad Bhagavad Swami Maharaj, what do you mean actually? A devotee should not make enemies. We don't intend to, but this material world is so much agitating, and we end up making enemies out of agreement, disagreement, serving together, so many other things. So he made a nice point that actually when someone approaches Krishna to become his enemy, Krishna can sanction it. Krishna can reciprocate it. He is all powerful. And he treats that person as his enemy and reciprocates accordingly. And we see that those in our Shastras and pastimes, different pastimes. But thing is, like when Krishna kills him, he will be benefiting them only. They go back to Godhead. But there is a limitation for us. We cannot make someone an enemy. Keep safe distance. That's the main point he was mentioning. So that was, something. So he's truthful, he is equal to everyone, no one finds. These are the 26 list Vaishnava qualities which helps one to get purified and go to spiritual world. No one find any fault in him, he's magnanimous, he's mild, he's always clean, he's without possessions, he works for everyone's benefit, he's very peaceful, he's always surrendered to Krishna. He has no material desires, he is very meek, he is steady, he controls his senses, he does not eat more than required, he is not influenced by Lord's illusory energy. So this is a very challenging thing, because Lord's illusory energy is almost equal to Lord for us right now. Maybe, constitutionally we hear and we belittle it, but that's a mistake on our path. And moreover, naturally, because Lord's illusory energy is Lord's servant serving him. So just to be proud and belittle her is maryada vyatikrama, as it's against the etiquette. So out of etiquette also there should be a genuine respect for the illusory energy of the Lord. He, next quality, he offers respect to everyone. He does not desire any respect for himself. He is very grave, he is merciful, he is friendly, he is poetic, he is expert, he is silent. So these are like different qualities mentioned. Further on this this same prayers which Narasimha Dev is made by Prahlad Maharaj, and this is not in the seventh canto section. These prayers are coming in fifth canto when the residents of Jambudvip pray to the Lord. So there in one place, it's Narasimha Dev is the deity of worship, and Prahlad Maharaj is offering prayers there. So in that next verse explains, Harir hi sakshat bhagavan shri sharirinam atma jasanam ivatoyam ipsitam hitva mahamstam yadi sajjate grahe tada mahatvam vyasadam patinam. So this is Prahlad Maharaj explaining to the Lord, just as aquatics always desire to remain in the vast mass of water, all conditioned living entities naturally desire to remain in the vast existence of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if someone very great by material calculation fails to take shelter of the Supreme Soul, but instead becomes attached to material household life, his greatness is like that of a young, low-class couple. One who is too attached to material life and loses all good spiritual qualities. This is Prahlad Maharaj telling. So Prabhupada mentions in the purport a very nice analogy. Although crocodiles are very fierce animals, they are powerless when they venture out of water onto land. When they are out of water, they cannot exhibit their original power. Similarly, the all-pervading super soul, Paramatma, is the source of all living entities, and all living entities are part and parcel of him, as we saw the previous Bhagavad Gita verse, Mamevamsa Jiva Loka. When the living entity remains in contact with the all-pervading Vasudev, the personality of Godhead, he manifests his spiritual power exactly as the crocodile exhibits its strength in water. In other words, the greatness of the living entity can be perceived when he is in the spiritual world, engaged in spiritual activities. So although one may be educated in knowledge of the Vedas, becomes attached to family lives, they are compared to be crocodiles out of water, and that is devoid of spiritual strength. Their greatness is like some family, you know, pursuing for just temporary goals, and that's like exhibiting not knowing the essence. So everyone should seek, that's Prabhupada telling, that one should seek the super soul, the source of all living entities. No one should waste his time in so-called happiness of materialistic household life. This type of crippled life is allowed only until, and he goes, you know, 50th year, when one must give family life, enter the order of Vanaprastha, and independent retired life of cultivating spiritual knowledge, then sannyasa, and takes shelter of the Lord. So another quality in that purport Prabhupada explains is of Kapil Dev explaining in to Mother Devhuti in third canto. Another quality, Titikshva Karunika Suharada Sarva Dehina Majata Shatrava Shanta Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana. The symptoms of Sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures. And all his characteristics are sublime. This is again summing up these 26 Vaishnava qualities. So again disconnected to today's verse, one verse comes in second canto. This is Sukadev Goswami explaining Parikshit Maharaj. Just he is beginning to explain. He is building up in second canto that how one should gradually take to devotional service, from understanding from fruitative results to different rituals or karma kand, to योगा और अष्टांग योगा एंड देन ही बिल्ड्स अप इन द होल सेकेंड कैंटो. सो बट इन बिटवीन लाइक इट्स टू एनकरेज हिम टू स्पीक अहेड, दैट्स व्हेन देयर इज शौनकादि ऋषिज आर ट्राइंग टू इंस्पायर हिम टू स्पीक अहेड. सो द वर्स इज तदासम सारम हृदयाम बतेदम यद ग्रहयमाने हरि नाम देय ना विक्रियेतात यदा विकारो नेत्रे जलम गात्र रूहेषु हर्ष. सर्टनली दैट हार्ट इज स्टील फ्रेम्ड विच इन स्पाइट ऑफ वन स्टैंडिंग द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड विद कॉन्सेंट्रेशन डज नॉट चेंज इवन वेन साइंस ऑफ ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन लाइक ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन टेक्स प्लेस सच एज टीयर्स इन द आईज एंड एस्टेटिक स्टैंडिंग ऑफ हेयर्स ऑन एंड. So of course, when one is progressing, one's heart becomes soft, and then so it, which here it is told that if one is still working on sadhana and his heart is not becoming soft, it is still steel framed. Then, and here it's like I was thinking like two meanings goes. I'll just conclude by this verse. That even if to the level one is rising and he is showing transformations like tears coming, ecstatic symptoms of hair standing on end, this one symptom is given, and still his heart is not transforming, then there are two things. He could be a sahajiya, he's not taking Krishna, he's not knowing the principle. Second is he could be a kuyogi. So kuyogi is also mentioned by, I think, Kapil Dev only mentions. So Kuyogi is a person who considers the Paramatma feature of the Lord or the impersonal feature of the Lord to be the ultimate. So it is explained that he may be performing a range of activities in sadhana and he happens to witness the presence of the Lord and he undergoes those feelings of tears coming up from his eyes, his hair standing on. And so Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, but still he thinks this is not the ultimate thing. The form of the Lord is not the ultimate thing. This is just a temporary thing, and my my ultimate goal is the impersonal form of the Lord. And then he brings back his consciousness from focus of the personal form of the Lord to the impersonal form, that is Brahman. And that is a mistaken understanding, which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains. So need to have a right understanding of the Lord or the ultimate goal of the life. So, and other is sahajiyas, like it can be, you know, anyone performing emotions, but there are no transformation in the heart. So these emotions which Bharat Maharaj is explaining here, experiencing here, are few emotions, but they are just the beginning. And I think not many shastras talk about it. It's only in Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrit, Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, which talk about this in a very scientific, stage by stage manner, how these emotions are not just some vague expressions, but they are very scientific. So, Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, and all these explains. So, and the next verse, 13, explains that it's explaining the beauty of the Bharat Maharaj while performing his austerity, his austere body. It's very nice. While performing austerity is also, in his own way, looks beautiful. We see in case of Kardamuni. Kardamuni is has performed austerities for 10,000 years. Kardamuni is the father of Kapil Dev, whom we quoted. So he led performing austerities for so many years. Lord gave him darshan. And when Manu came with his daughter Devahuti to offer him, he was completely in austere condition, but he looked very beautiful. So it's explained, he looked like an unpolished diamond. So similarly here, although Bharat Maharaj is performing austerities, but he looked very beautiful. And then he, in part of his sadhana, is explaining that he is worshipping Lord Surya Narayana, who resides in the sun globe. So previously also we mentioned when he performed different yajnas, he saw different devatas as different limbs of the Lord. And he, of course we know Lord is, as Paramatma, is present in everyone. And here in this verse and next verse, the last verse of that chapter also explained that he was worshipping Lord Surya also, Surya Narayana, the Lord residing in the Surya. So I would like to stop here, today's class. We are already over time. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Ananda Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai.